The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Oftentimes in our own lives, we want some sort of sign. We want proof from God of who he is, and we kind of want to know for certain what he wants us to do. That's what the Pharisees were after, a new sign, after seeing everything that Christ had already done. They had witnessed every single one of his miracles, seen sign after sign after sign, and yet still they were like, well, maybe just one more. And sometimes this pops up into our own day as well. How many times have we asked God for a sign? Either that he's real or even some sign of what his will is for our own life. How many times have we tried to make deals with God? Like, Lord, if you do X, I'll do Y. How many times have we done this? The thing is, though, that that's not how God works. He doesn't work through bargains. He doesn't work through, like, performing miracles on command just because we need some sort of sign. Because he works especially through our ordinary lives, what we experience each and every day. He speaks to us through Holy Scripture. He speaks to us through the preaching and teaching of priests and bishops. He speaks to us through the kind words of his people we come in contact with throughout our days. He speaks to us through our teachers, through our principal. He speaks to us through our children, our parents. My brothers and sisters, even more than all of this, we have to recognize we can't demand new signs and new miracles when the greatest miracle of all time is about to take place on this altar right here. The fact that Jesus Christ comes down each and every time we do Mass and becomes the Eucharist, every single time, really, truly, substantially, the Blessed Sacrament, body, soul, blood, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is real. That is the biggest miracle that will ever take place in our lifetime. The greatest miracle, and it takes place again and again and again. God himself comes to dwell in that Eucharist. And so I want to leave you with one of my favorite quotes about the Blessed Sacrament. Do any of you know who J.R.R. Tolkien is? Yeah, writer of Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, Silmarillion, and then a bunch of other extra books that he's written on there too. But one of my favorite quotes from him is this: "Out of the darkness of my life, so much frustrated, I put before you the one great thing to love on earth, the Blessed Sacrament. There you will find romance, glory, honor, fidelity, and the true way of all your loves upon earth."